Sans Pants Radio. I beat Jackson to the punch on this one.
Are you looking for a place to discuss my controversial, but also maybe a bit practical, plans for dealing with the mutie problem? Is trying to open a dialogue about Muppet rights with your friends going nowhere? Looking for some like-minded people to dissect the minutiae of mine and Adam's very obvious behind-the-scenes romance? Well, have I got the place for you. Our Sans Pants Radio is our very own subreddit, where you can discuss the latest episode, rate your favorite Sans Pants crew, or just shoot the proverbial breeze with people who share a common interest. So why not head over to Our Sans Pants Radio and start talking to your fellow Sans Pantsarinos? Actually, don't call yourselves that. That was awful. Come up with a better term. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of It's Just Good Business. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Ryder Bailey.
I'm Dad.
And today's business is Dad.
Well, what do... I want to ask you a question first.
All right.
Ask.
What is the thing that people crave the most? I'll give you three choices.
Food.
No.
Is it how basic are we going?
Right.
Food, love, and success.
Food, love, and success.
No. Right. These are the options.
Okay. Oh, it's a multiple choice. All right.
The options: fame.
Yeah.
Right. Money.
Uh-huh.
Power.
Okay. I would say people crave...
I don't think...
Power the most?
Yeah, I think it's power. I think the other two are a vehicle to power.
Yeah, because if you're fame, then suddenly...
Her?
Yeah, I'm going to stop. Melody, stop trying to get flies.
So even Melody's...
She wants power.
She wants power over every show you've got.
We're sending you outside, Melly, because you were causing trouble.
She doesn't care about money. Power. Yeah. Got you thinking, little Ryder.
Okay, Melly's out. Yeah.
Got Ryder's thinking cap on now.
Okay, power. That's what everybody's power. After. Money, you.
And the other two are a vehicle. You get money, so you can get power.
Yeah.
And you can get the big.
Who's more powerful than the rich and famous?
That's
exactly.
Right. Exactly. You get the big car and you rev it up and say, look at me. What have I got?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The big car.
Okay, so people want power. You're there.
So this is the pitch.
All right.
I'm going to sell power to people.
In what way?
How are you selling power?
Well, one idea is I have an island.
Yep.
Right, and I have a population of people who live on that island.
Uh-huh.
You can go over there and be king for a week.
So,
all powerful.
Is that legal? On that island, maybe it is.
Well, if Dad does
totally
that, you know, like...
self-governing island. Nothing to do with anyone else's constitution.
If he does that thing, like, you know, there are those, like, micronations across the world.
Yeah.
Where you, like, all you got to do is declare war on a country, and if they send a letter back saying, no, you're a country, isn't that how it works?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just do that. Declare war on Australia.
And they're going...
No, thank you.
What if they go right here and they just come and blast me out of the ocean?
Well, that's a shame. But, so you get yourself...
Whoa, right.
Oh, no.
Trump would be up for it.
Yeah, well, he'd
get
you.
Yeah, you beauty. Well,
but even as you were being bombed to shit, you'd know that you were, like, legally a country as it happened. And that's a start. But, okay, so you're a small island nation.
Yeah.
Is this the only thing you do?
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Steady on. Give my brain a bit of time
but
to
that's
think.
What if, like, two people wanted power at the same time?
No, well, you've got to sell the... You could be king for a day.
Okay.
So that'd be one package.
What do you do? What can you do?
Well, you just get treated like royalty, but you've got all power, so you can make any law you like, and you can do anything. What it is, it's not actually selling... It's selling power.
Yeah.
So that you are just completely all-powerful.
For a day.
For a day, yes.
Get a lot
for
done
a
in a day.
Yeah.
Can you make drastic changes to the island? You could can... I be like, build me a river?
Yes.
Then, like, build me a river, and then, like, my week's up, the river's not quite done. The next person comes in, build, like, fill in the river.
Well, I guess so.
Do the people all consent to being on the island?
Well,
it was too long a pause.
It's not completely thought through.
Well, I mean, I guess if you only have, say, 6 months on of, like...
Yes, and the rest is preparing. But they're like, you know, there's plenty of extras around who want a big part in a something or other.
I see it like
but
cheap
what if,
labor.
What if you get some like crazy guy
who
comes
like,
and
eat each other?
Yeah.
Assuming... Well, you can't go that far. Well, I was thinking of Westworld when I was thinking about it.
It's like Westworld with no robots, which is not good. But it could be like to try and figure out a reason people would want to
Well,
they've
got
to
go by the Ten Commandments. You can't do anything. You can't kill people. You can't eat people. You know.
No,
but you have...
No worshipping an idol of them.
Overall power to have whatever you want, you know.
Could be like you spend a 6 months there working to like pay for college or something.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
That's you know right. I mean? Yeah, yeah,
like if you want to be one of the hosts.
It's decent pay. So
there's
you're
plenty
like.
Plenty of uni students yeah, exactly. going to waste.
If someone was like, Jackson, 6 months on an island, like.
All powerful.
Doing the bidding of a series of maniacs, then at the end, everything's paid for. Like, that's not bad. Make a couple, you know, make enough money.
If they can't do whatever they like, then no one's going to want to do it. Because if you do it and then you actually have to do what a king has to do, like,
well, you know,
like sort out like problems and
like
stuff.
Land treaties and the like.
Well, it's just going to be boring.
I mean, if it gets more like a dictator.
Yeah,
than
that's
a king.
Right. It's like a dictator and just living a complete life of luxury, everybody doing your bidding, God, that sort of thing.
Well, and why? I have a problem with it.
Ah. What now?
Ah, dear.
Tell us then. What?
Okay. People want power because they have power.
Uh-huh.
People don't want fake power.
But it's still power.
But it's
still...
not because you know it's not real. You'd be like, this
yeah,
isn't...
Yeah, I know. Well, probably it's really rich people want real power, but it's the sort of ne'er-do-wells that we're trying to get.
So the rich but
maniacs
not the market.
Dad's target demographic is maniacs.
And what about this?
But maniacs don't want fake power either.
Maniacs will... Cop it for like a week. What would you do? You've got a week of fake power.
What can I do then?
Anything except unless
name a few things and we'll let you know. Yeah.
Murder.
No.
Well, what's the point?
If you can't just ice a stranger, what's the good?
Well, what can I do?
Anything other than kill or hurt.
You can live anywhere, you can order people around.
What can I do there that I can't do? Here.
Well, here's what I imagine. First time I get in, I'm like, build a statue of me.
Mm.
That bam, people are building a statue of me. I'm like, I want two of you to carry me everywhere.
Yeah.
Every night I get a five-star meal cooked just for me.
Yeah.
Maybe I can throw tomatoes at some of them for entertainment. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I guess. But
what level of fruit is not okay? Can I throw a pineapple?
No,
no, nothing hard.
Well, now I'm kind of sympathizing with Ryder.
Soft fruit, no coconuts. I tell you. Anyway, right.
Throwing area. Soft fruit only. Big coconut with a cross through it.
How about a watermelon, but only the inside?
Watermelon that you've taken the rind off.
Yeah. It'd be fun to squash over someone's head.
Yeah. I think you could get hit with a watermelon with very few repercussions. Yeah. And if you're already doing it for the money and they're like, oh, you get a bonus if they throw a watermelon at you, I'd do it.
Right, red carpet, parade in your honor, all the trappings.
It's kind of like just an amazing holiday.
Yes.
But like a holiday where you have absolute
a holiday
power.
Where you're worshipped.
Yeah, you're worshipped. Basically, you're worshipped. Yeah. Yes.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think
that's what it's about.
Bloody, yeah. I'm in. Yeah. I want this.
Would people be wearing t-shirts with me on it?
Yes, they would.
Well, I feel like that's something you probably would order.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of things you could order.
What if there was a little rebellion?
A revolution.
Can I organize a rebellion?
A military coup.
To fight?
That'd be so good, though. You got like your loyal.
So, like in the like thing that I could tick all the boxes. I'm like, yes.
You could. You could say, like, do you want a military coup whilst you're there against your regime? Yes.
I like to think it's in just the, you know, like when you order a pizza, you can do special requests.
Yeah.
Special requests.
Orders.
Coup. But I think for a bit of excitement.
By agitating rebels and you can take their leader into the, capture him and question him.
But no torture, obviously.
No torture. So it'll be nice to him. Nice questions.
It's just more like a chat, I guess, rather than an interrogation.
So why are you doing this? I don't know.
You
what would you call it? Would you call it
I was going to call it King Island, but there is a King Island. They make cream and cheese and stuff.
True, but
would you call it some type of park or resort, or would it just be its own thing?
I would say Power and Glory.
What?
No, I don't know.
Power and Glory Island?
Power and Glory Island.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's technically a resort.
But you'd have to put it under some category.
What about this? Here's another thing.
Okay.
I pay a company, right?
And you just got to pitch a second while your first one didn't work. So what about this?
No, but this is part of the same thing. You asked me what else besides being king for a day. Yeah. And now I'm coming back to you with my thought. So that's reasonable.
Okay, continue.
Now, this is where I pay a company.
Yeah.
And my client becomes the CEO of that company for a day.
All right.
Right? But I pay them. So they go to all the board meetings and they're treated as, you know.
Can they make any lasting decisions?
Obviously not.
They can fire a few people.
Everybody, your new CEO from Power and Glory Industries, he's coming in. You're more welcome. Right. Fired, 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 fired. Everyone out. What do we make cots now. Because it's a difficult sell.
Though. Yeah, it is. Let's go back to the King Island thing.
A CEO has like actual, like a king can just be worshipped. A CEO can't.
Yeah.
All right. So on the island, you can do whatever you like. You can get them to do anything you want.
Mm.
What? So like the military coup, is there any other stuff like that? Other things I can make happen on the island?
Well, you could have a fake disaster or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like, could I like flood the island? Hunger flood. Games it and match the people against each other?
Yes.
I thought there was no violence.
To the death?
Not to the death.
Why are you so friendly? Because that's, I just know that that's what people want.
Well, we don't want you as
nobody
a client.
Wants to pit the villagers against each other and have them smack each other with like pool noodles.
Yes. Fight for my amusement.
Pool noodle gladiators.
Oh, no, that's a bit appealing. If I can have like a big arena and I can give them like big pool noodles and make them fight each
other. Rubber suits rolling around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like watching like Wipeout or
water pistols. Psst, psst.
What about
the corner?
What about for like an upgraded package?
Yeah.
You can get them to just hit each other, not necessarily kill. And then you get paid more as one of those clients.
On principle, I'm against violence. So.
Yeah.
So.
Well, okay.
Your generation's full of violence.
Well, I just
all those
think.
Shows, you've been,
so I'm there a week.
You've been desensitized.
But.
You need to relax, get back to just having power.
Power without violence. Everyone just needs to participate.
I'm not Gandhi. I don't want to be Gandhi. I don't want to pay money to be Gandhi.
That could be a package.
The Gandhi
package. You could wear a sort of robe and walk the streets and everyone follow you.
I guess a
Or there could be another one in power. You could actually lead the coup.
See, that'd be fun.
See?
But so then again, I'm going to be like, get them. And they're going to pull out their pool noodles and it's just going to be like a boof, boof, boof on their head.
It could be a paintball type operation.
Oh, that's a bit better.
So like
serious paintball, you know, not this one's where
it's a paintball that will go for like a week or two.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, full on paintball. And if you get
well, then just call it like
paintball
dictator simulator.
Dictator simulator.
Dictator.
It's a bit of it almost rhymes, and that's pretty good. But I wanna go
it does
through.
Rhyme.
Huh?
Rhyme.
It does rhyme.
Dictator simulator.
Dictator, simulator.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
So let's get through a week on the island.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's say Ryder, because you're the least, most resistant to the idea. You're the dictator. You arrive on the island. It's day one. What's the first thing you do?
What's your first decree?
What time is it?
It's around 10-ish.
10 a.m.
You got there in the morning.
I don't know, really. I'd probably just go for a walk, see the sights, see what I've got.
And, you know, there'd be crowds cheering you as you went by.
Yeah, I wouldn't
you know?
Like that. I'd shut up. See? It's just annoying.
I like you'd be like, shut up. The whole crowd
shut
would just
up.
Silence.
You come out on the balcony and they're a little bit cheering, shut up.
Jesus. Trying to sleep.
See, I wouldn't like that. It's too much attention for me.
So you've told them to shut up.
Yeah.
You've seen the sights. I assume you got like, what, a couple of villages and towns, you know, a couple of nice buildings, some temples maybe. Radio, then.
Then.
What's next?
So I've seen the whole place. I've walked around. Then I'll probably get lunch.
Okay.
You can have whatever you want.
Anything. But probably not anything, because if Ryder was like giraffe, they probably couldn't get him.
Who
a
eats giraffe?
I don't know.
Well, again,
lions.
Lions eat giraffe. That's true.
But then again, it's the same thing. It's like I don't really have power. I'm just going on a very nice vacation where everyone loves me.
Well, you sort of do. Like, people worship you. That's the difference.
Yeah, I guess
that's
it's
not
like
power over them.
It's power within.
Yeah,
them.
You do. You can order them around. You can boss them and get them to.
Could I make them eat too much? Could I be like, eat this lobster? They're like, sir, and then they finish that. I'm like, eat another one. Can I go that
Why
far?
Why would you do that?
Well, I'm
what
bored.
Sort of person?
What else could you do?
I've had the like.
What would you do, Dad?
Yeah.
What would you do?
Well, it's really not for me. This.
If you had to do it,
but if I had to,
if someone gave you a voucher for Christmas and you had to, you know, you had to, spend
you don't want to
it.
Use it before it goes out. No. Or, you know.
Yeah. Well, what would I do? I would organize all the people into. I don't know. Like doing some really good kind of work for other people kind of overseas or something.
Oh, okay.
So well, you get everyone charity. Together to like build houses and stuff to send to impoverished people.
Yeah. Knit jumpers for the homeless. That's what I'd do. Everyone's got to knit a jumper now.
So I guess
what if
really
they don't know how to knit?
Learn.
2 days are spent learning knitting.
I'll provide the knitting needles and the wool.
Why are you providing it? It's your island.
Because the king does something. The king can't just expect nothing.
But okay.
I want imagine a, if you, you get I want there a jumper and you're just for an the homeless. King. Then some guy comes next week and they're like, this guy's, we want that guy back. He was a great king.
Awesome.
He built hospitals.
Yeah, and that's, that would be a nice king.
What I like about it more than it, like, not necessarily as a business, but a country that is run by a different. Like dictator every week.
Yes.
It'd just be interesting to see the shape of it. Yes. Like I imagine this one beach full of half-built statues to all the different people being reclaimed by the sea slowly. None of them ever get finished because it takes more than a week.
Mm.
Hospitals are built and then destroyed.
Mm. Yes.
The rivers are all at right angles.
Anyway, that's my
Why
idea.
Would they be at right angles?
Oh, I don't know. Because you build a river like one way and someone's like, no. I want the river to go that way. And they're like, okay.
Who
and then
builds
change...
a river?
You haven't got a choice which way the river goes. I mean,
it's
you
a
know,
new
you can...
river.
Has
you
anyone
do...
ever actually built a river?
Yeah, the Romans.
Canals.
Built... Aqueducts. Romans.
That's not built... a river, though.
A canal is a man-made river.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
And what about the Romans with their aqueducts? Yeah. Didn't they build miles and miles of aqueducts?
People build rivers.
That's how they used to get water into the cities. For
people build lakes, too.
I knew that. Most dams are man-made.
Yeah.
Mm.
All dams.
You could build a dam if you wanted to, right? Which
but then,
maybe
then
I will.
Gonna take more than a week. You can't
well, maybe a... you can... Can you... Does, is it like a week the max you can
No,
get?
No, you can stay there for 6 months if you want to.
Okay.
You could go
life.
For a year.
How bad would you feel, though, once you run out of money? You'd be like, I just made this amazing...
Yeah.
World, but now I have to give it to
then,
this
wow,
next
then
guy.
You're going to save your pennies to get back there next time.
Can you?
Undo what the last king did. Knock the lap down.
Sort that
hurry.
All out. Oh, okay. Can you create narratives for the people you rule?
Oh, okay. Westworld.
Well, that's like I'm trying to spice it up. Could I go in and be like, you're his brother? You hate him. Go.
No.
Well,
because a king can't do that. It's the king. You're the king. That's it.
Well,
what does a king even do?
Well, what kings used to do, like in
increase
the Middle
taxes.
Ages.
Increase taxes.
Yeah. Increase taxes. Right
Can
around.
Can you do that?
Get ordered.
Can I increase taxes?
Yes.
And do they pay them to me?
Yes. No.
So I
no
could,
well, to the
so
kingdom.
So theoretically, which... I could live there on their taxes.
No.
God, I'm good.
Live there forever.
The people will pay to keep
but
you
only,
in power.
It'll only benefit you whilst you're there.
But if he's getting paid,
if I'm getting paid taxes,
and that goes back to the company, paying.
No, but
that's a beautiful cycle. Taxes go to you.
I've just rigged your whole system.
The company, the company pays the peasants, who then give it back to you. That's beautiful.
I've cracked it.
You haven't cracked it. I'll tell you why. Because the economy of the island isn't the real economy. It's not the economy outside.
Okay.
So you come from.
So what do the people do? When there's like, you know, a month where no one wants to go there.
Well, maybe they take a break. I don't know. Or they
who's
hang
in
out there.
Then?
Like it's the company. The company runs the island, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. The king comes in, mucks around, does what he wants for a week or two or however long.
Yeah.
And then that's it. That's their time over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I feel very limited by it. I like it, I guess, as a holiday. But in a lot of ways, it feels limiting.
Yeah.
And I also don't like that. Like, originally when Ryder said, oh, it's like fake power, I was like, no, not really. But if I'm raising the taxes, but I know that they're not actually paying the taxes with their money, you know what I mean? Like, how much? How much does it cost?
Well, it's going to cost a fair bit because you're really rich.
How much a week to go in the island?
For the full price.
Yeah.
For the full price. For
highest level.
The highest level.
Yeah.
$5 million.
$5 million for a week. $5 million for a pleasant holiday.
But it's more than you got to admit, it's a bit more than a. Where are you going to get this opportunity anywhere else? Nowhere.
I feel like if I'm wealthy enough that I can spend $5 million on a week, then if I went to like Bali, I could almost buy your own island.
So, look.
Actually do it. Then you can have Murdoch.
This is the range of packages that this company's going to offer.
Yeah.
Right? As far as you increasing your power, all right?
I'm going to point out that there's a JD right here that I think Douche has scratched into the table.
That son of a bitch. No graffitiing in the studio, Douche. What a piece of shit.
Busted.
Busted on air.
Now, listen.
Yeah.
Lowest package.
Yep.
Budget, economy.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you get. You get one guy... You get one guy to boss around for one day.
That's the best one.
I'd rather that.
All the way.
Rather that than the whole thing.
Yes,
being the boss of a whole island, a whole population.
The boss of one person. So, jump up and down. Leave him. Just go have a bath.
Get like a backpack, like a pot of blueberries. Say, bring me one blueberry. Go back, get one more.
The blueberry's about 40 meters away from me.
But as the king, you could have a whole team of people getting you.
No, but how?
You could put the blueberries over the other side of the mountain and get them running.
But then they might be clever and build like a chain.
Yeah.
It's better if I have one guy and they're on the other side of the mountain and I'm like, I'll be waiting here. And he finally gets the blueberry back and I'm like, another. That's the best.
Fuck, he'd have a shit in. Like, he'd have to be paid a lot to do that.
Oh my God, he would.
And then it goes up.
Okay.
You could get like four or five guys that you boss around.
Okay.
Like a team to boss around.
Feels like you get them to do more.
And then you can get like, you know, I guess an afternoon or a couple of hours on the island being king and bossing people around up to a week or a month, however much you wanted to pay.
Yeah.
What happens if you just order the one guy?
It's not one. You're not on the island. This is one guy in normal society.
Just comes to your house.
It just knocks on your door. I'm your guy.
Oh, excellent. Pick up like your apple a little way. Bring that into me. Shut the door in his face. I feel like if I had the island, I would just do like obstacle courses and just make the people run them. I think that's what I would end up. That's like the maximum level of power I can do. You know what I mean? Do like basically.
So you could run your own Olympics with the people on the island.
Yeah,
that's not bad, and I like it because you wouldn't know anyone's skills.
Hand out the gold medals, and you know they bow to you and. You've got ultimate power.
Separate them into your different teams. You guys look like you could run. All right.
Yeah.
100 meter sprint.
You could bring in some wacky laws.
Like what? Everyone has to talk backwards.
We could talk in rhymes.
Can I imprison people?
Yes.
For how long?
Okay. The whole week.
For anything? If I didn't like
it. You make up a rule.
Yeah.
As long as it's not harming the person or harming them psychologically either, like physically harming them, then you can incarcerate them.
So you could potentially be like, because I do not like Angela, Angela is illegal. Send her to jail.
That's what I would do. I'd be like, if you have stupid hair, jail.
Right, yes. See what people are doing.
How great is it to imagine?
Just let you're allowed to let the, like Westworld, where they do some despicable things, and because you're outside society's rules, so you're allowed to do all these crazy things.
I like rides. What are the stupid, when the guards come around with their big scroll of stupid hair to check against the, what are the stupid hairs?
Oh, just if whatever I think is stupid or annoying.
Yeah, that could change on a daily basis.
Every village has to line up, and if I check the hair, they can go.
But stupid, stupid, fine, 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 stupid. You're out. That's something Kim Jong-il actually did.
Really?
Did he? Like, he didn't do, like, if you've got stupid hair, you're in jail. But there were only, like, 5 haircuts you could have.
Good.
Right. it's fine.
So it's been done.
It's been done. Do it again.
Okay.
What happened if he had wrong hair?
Well, you probably killed.
Didn't just cut it?
No.
It's North Korea. Who knows?
Yeah.
I still think of all of them, I choose the one guy.
Yeah,
why?
Because he could just make his life hell.
You know, I know, but he's doing it for a job. So
imagine telling him to prepare you a 4-course meal and just binning it.
Yes.
Why do you want to
spend like 2 days making this banquet? And just
the way you'd want to do it.
Pull the rug off.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Just staring him straight in the eye. Psh, clean it up. Then you just go. He paid. That's his job.
Oh, no, but you mean, you two. I can't believe
what would you do?
You got a guy for
you'd give him a guitar and spend 4 hours
you're
jamming
with him.
You're
going to get jumpers for the poor again.
No.
What would you
do? I don't know what I'd do. I'd chop wood with him. I don't know.
You got to humiliate him. He knows that's what's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not interested in that sort of thing.
No. But if he'd be working there for like 5 years already, he'd be making the bank and be like, I just know that he's just going to.
Well,
do
probably if he's been doing it
this.
Long enough, he'd just know how to cut corners. The soup would just be
No, but you'd watch him the whole time.
Oh,
you
would.
You'd taste everything, make sure it was perfect, and then.
This is delicious, Jenkins.
Push the table over.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Well. Can you tell him to do like impossible things?
Pick yourself up. You have 5
Keep
minutes.
Trying.
Well, you could try that. You could try that, I suppose. I don't know. I haven't really thought about it that much, but
I think that's the
that's
winner.
The go, is it? Right.
I think that's a business.
What about
that
CEO idea? No good?
CEO idea is you've given him too much power. Either he's a guy who just goes to board meetings or he destroys the company.
Yeah.
Unless there's the understanding that after the day where he's CEO, everything's back to normal.
Okay.
No, but that's...
No, but just for the fun of firing people.
It's just to
going into someone's office being like, you're fired.
But they'd be like, oh, all right, see you tomorrow, Jimbo.
Yeah, good point.
They wouldn't be like, fuck.
But like all adventures.
It was just so genuine, that fuck. Just like, what am I going to tell the wife? Anyway, sorry, go on.
But like all those experiences, sometimes people have an experience, they know it's fake.
Yeah.
But they get into the role play so much that it's still good.
Yeah, well, I think...
And that's the point. That's the point with the CEO and the island, because you know the island's fake. Someone's going to come and do something else. It's
not
once you've got them getting blueberries
I think
it'd
be more
fun,
for kids.
For kids,
no, there's an idea.
Imagine getting a kid, putting a kid in charge and just seeing what he did.
Yeah.
The boss of adults.
Yeah.
Because a kid isn't going to make them eat each other or eat lobster until they vomit. He's just
everyone
gonna...
eats lollies ever.
He's going to make just like good kid laws.
Yes.
Homework, banned.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Everybody
that's
has
a good
to
idea,
give
the kid
Cheetos.
Market.
Yeah.
And are the parents going to fork out for their kid or are they going to go themselves?
The parents get another separate area of the island where they can just cruise.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. I was going to ask, what So this is a real nitty gritty question, but say I arrive on the island and I decide I want a statue of myself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, build
You're
me
keen
a,
on that, aren't you?
I would like it.
Yeah.
Build me Get a statue one. Of me oh, made well. Of stone.
Yes.
The week is half up. It's half built. The week's finished.
Got more guys on that.
Week. I misspoke. That's just my poor timing and planning. Week's
how
finished.
Long we'll be chipping away with the marble.
Week's finished. Yes. It's half built. I go home. What do they do with the marble? Do they have to spend time dismantling it, or is that the next king's job?
I don't know. Well,
I think
I don't know.
It would be easier if everything you did had to be able to be done in the time you spent there. Otherwise, you can be like,
I think
you just
happen.
Ruin the island
if it's not finished. If you've got a project, a major, you know, infrastructure project that you want to carry out as part of your package,
yeah.
Then you'd have to have successive visits so that you can make sure you get it completed.
So it'd be like I'd finish my week, they'd ship that into a big warehouse somewhere.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, if you're planning something like Easter Island, so there'd be statues of you everywhere.
Along the beach.
Right, for the rest of your life, you're going to have to come back.
Yeah. Could I deforest the place? Can I be like, no more trees?
No. Well, no.
I hate this island. Give me the guy.
Yeah.
Why? Not allowed to do anything.
No, I can't do jack shit. I can't do nothing on the island. Whereas with the guy.
You can bust people around.
Well, kind of.
You can't really do anything physical.
Yeah.
No.
You can't build anything. You can't dismantle anything.
Well, you can build things within reason, but you've got to be there long enough to see that building, that project through.
Which is like what? A house?
And what about the military coup? Having a... You can have that.
Coup's good, I guess.
Yeah.
You're bored by the coup.
Coups are fine. Take or leave a coup. All right. I think ultimately, what are you going to need from Ian Ryder?
A lot.
Like, so much.
How much is an island?
I like that that's like not the first time we've asked this one. It's just good business.
How much is an island?
What's the basic island price?
And a good island as
a
well.
A good island. It's got to be a good island. You know,
it's
nice got to
be like
island.
A big island. Have villages on it and stuff.
Right.
You're looking at the kind of island that is almost definitely owned by another country.
Yes.
What you're after.
So I'm after...
like a cool bill?
No, it'd be more than that.
Yeah, $5 billion.
Okay.
You'll
going
do it?
For it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
You just do it for the getting the one guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you like $50,000 for the one guy. You're not getting the bill.
Right.
But I'll give you $50,000, then all you can do is the guy.
Right.
So what does Dad do with the $50,000? And what does
Trains
the guy
guys.
Do? To do what? Cook them.
Anything some other guy asks them to do.
That's the job of the guy. Whatever another guy needs, he's going to be able to do it. Yeah. Dad trains the guys.
Okay.
All right. So you got it, but with a lot of compromises.
Yeah. All right. Well, but I still think, do you agree with this?
Yeah. What?
That everybody, their ultimate goal is power.
All right. Yeah, I'll agree.
You know, don't just agree for, because get me off your case.
Well,
I don't think so. I think everyone's different.
I think everybody wants power of like a certain kind.
Yes.
Whether or not that's like dictator power or just like...
And you know how people want more and more money?
Yes.
Yes. People are always trying to get more and more money.
Yeah.
Is that a vehicle to power?
Probably.
Is that the reason to get more and more money?
Well, sometimes it's just like it's good to get money to be alive, to get by. And on that note... I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Ryder Bailey.
I've been Dad.
That was just good business.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.